Hello out there in Taxi Land. You're on the Mike and Abe show, and
Yes.
Mike is here. He's somewhere in
I'm here.
New York City. Okay, and I'm on the beach. Okay, I'm on the beach in South America. Okay, that's that. You know, I'm looking for a taxi. Okay,
and Costa Rica.
Yeah.
That's
and
good. Mike, so listen, here's the thing.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's raining in New York. There are 30,000 people running in the New York City Marathon as we speak. And me, ironically, I think I was drafted into the whole thing because I was chasing my cat around in the backyard for half an hour. So that's almost the same thing in my book. And I ran to the deli for coffee. So those are two things uh-huh. where everybody's getting in the mood. Oh, and one thing I got to tell you. I'm in Long Island City, the middle of nowhere. There's some fat kid in a spandex jogging suit. This is what greets me yesterday after I pick up Dave's paper. There's a fat kid in a jogging suit, three sizes too small, and he's jogging across me as I'm sitting at a stop sign, gets to where I'm sitting at the stop sign and starts walking. So he's jogging, gets to the stop sign, walks in front of the cab. I'm like, listen. What is that? I mean, you're jogging all the way. Then when you see a cab sitting at a stop sign, you want to break my balls and walk in front of the stop sign. And I noticed that with a few joggers, when they get to where a car is sitting at a stop sign, they'll be jogging and jogging. Then they'll stop and walk real slow and check their phone as they're walking in front of the car at the stop sign. I saw that once, and this kid actually took one for the team. It was like a gangster rat mobile with tinted glass and the big exhaust. They tried that with him. So he just, like, leaned on this loud horn and revved the engine. And they guess what? They started running again. So I'm just wondering if that's some millennial thing where it's like, I'm in the crosswalk. I have a right to walk. So listen, keep jogging. If you want to jog, jog now. Jog now while I'm waiting at a stop sign so I can go back to work. Don't stop and start checking your dopey computer phone while I'm sitting at a stop sign. And you, sir, just gave me a lecture about being a knuckle dragger with the computer equipment. So, may I just opine on that for a moment? Tell you where I am with that.
Well, first I want to make a suggestion because you gave me a great idea that the marathoners, okay, if they want to win, they should strap a horn to their rear end, you know, and start blowing it behind them, okay.
Yeah,
and that may make them run faster. Okay,
it can't hurt. I mean, you know, at least it'll be something better. But I think they should strap maybe a jetpack to their back. And a lot of people do keel over because they don't even practice. They just go out and say, "I'm going to run the marathon," and then 5 miles in, they fall and like die in the street.
Well,
hopefully,
it's
I
won't okay.
Be
there are a few pros in the race, and they'll make it the whole 26 miles, and they'll do it in a reasonable time, like 2 hours and 12 minutes or something like that. Okay,
yeah.
So
well, I mean, so I hope so. I had a few of them. I had a few of them in the camp coming in from Kennedy Airport, and you can see they have that like gaunt, no fat look, like they have like a skull head. And no muscle, and very skinny and rail thin. And I'll ask her, are you running in the marathon? They'll say, yes, I came in 2000 to run in the marathon. How did you know? And I'm tempted to say, how did I know? You look like you're from a starvation video from Biafra during the 60s. Mm-hmm. That's how I know. I mean, they don't look very healthy, but I guess they are healthy because they can run 26 miles. The only time I ran 26 miles is when my ex-girlfriend got my new phone number. That was about it. But,
That's too bad. Uh-huh. So what were you going to say about the computers? do you want to tell these people what we're talking about?
Yes. First of all, I had one of the in-laws was renting a room in my house, or our house, or the house, whatever you want to call it. And he moved out, and he goes, "You want me to renew the internet for another month?" I was like, no, that's okay. I'll just wing it because I got the library down the block, which is very good, by the way, for email. The New York Public Library has had a renaissance. They have computers. They have, obviously, email. You can get online. No fee. They have books and movies and CDs. So I just want to give a shout-out to the New York Public Library. But for our purposes, they give you a 15 or 20 minute window to do your computer stuff, which is almost impossible. So basically, I've been out without an internet service provider in the house for about, I'd say, a good month now. And so I'm faced with the daunting task of, do I use Verizon? Do I use Spectrum? Do I use yada, yada? and everybody will try and whack you for $100 a month. So I've been
No. Listen to me. I'm sure that you can get a better deal than that because I have Comcast. Okay, I don't know if Comcast is
down
in
there,
New York.
Down in the bunker.
Yeah.
In the bunker down
okay. Top. Yeah. Well, yeah. It doesn't matter. They're all the same. You know, Time Warner, Comcast, AT&T. Okay. You could get high speed internet. You know, not the highest speed, but high enough speed. Okay.
Right.
I pay $55 a month.
Okay, so good. So I'm going to use that as a guide for me because the guy who was in here in the house, he had this internet stuff. The thing was on the moon. It was like Star Trek. It was the fastest internet you could conceivably have. It was 300-something. Mm-hmm. 300-something. What are they talking about when they say it's 300?
Nothing is 300. I don't know what he had, okay?
But he had 300.
Well, who's doing your cable TV?
Nobody. I was just looking at like everything I would have. I haven't had cable TV. I've been saving a fortune without TV.
And why don't you? Okay. Listen to me, please. Why don't you look into YouTube TV? It's new, okay, and it's $35 a month, okay.
Yeah.
And you don't need any wires or anything. It's all Wi-Fi of some sort. Okay.
Wow.
Look into YouTube TV. Okay, you can get everything you can get on cable on YouTube TV, and that may come through the internet, and then all you would need is internet service. I don't know all the particulars. Look into it. Okay.
Well,
all right?
Why don't they have an ad on the Mike and Abe show? That's what I want to know.
Because you didn't approach them. You're my ad salesman.
I will. I'm gonna approach them with a raincoat and nothing underneath, and flash them. With an ad race on my chest. All right, so.
Okay, so now I know why you. Now I know why you don't have internet. You didn't explain that to me. You just told me that you had to get things rewired. Okay.
Yeah, and I've been agonizing trying to figure out who to get. But in the meantime, I'll tell you the truth. I feel like my brain is airing out. I've had basically a month from being away from constant computer screen stuff. I swear to God, I feel healthier. My brain is flowing again, and we have these people who are they call it screen addiction. All right, and now I understand exactly what they mean. And I was wondering, well, why aren't the cops in New York cracking down on people on these handheld devices? And it's because they're on the computer. I mean, I look at these cops on surveillance. I mean, there was one guy at the Midtown Tunnel. There's a state trooper sitting at the Midtown Tunnel. Oh, sitting at the Midtown Tunnel, protecting the city. No more 9/11, no more terror. It's like, excuse me, why are you texting? What are you looking at your phone sitting at the mouth of the Midtown Tunnel? I don't think that was part of the job description for police officers. To say, okay, your job is going to be to sit in a car and look at your phone for texting and for videos. That's what we're going to pay you $85,000 a year.
They want to see who likes them on Facebook. Okay.
I guess the criminals like it because they're not looking for criminals if they're on Facebook. But I mean, it goes on all the time.
You know, as they're carting away some of these pedestrians on the stretchers to the hospital, you know, they're going to be yelling, "Wait! I got to see if I got any likes on Facebook. Hold on."
I would take a selfie if someone was going into the ambulance on a cart.
Yeah.
Wait, just real quick. I'm just going to get a shot. Yeah,
all right,
anyway,
listen, this is the Mike and Abe show, and we're supposed to be talking about not this nonsense, but taxi cabs, okay?
Yeah, this is not nonsense. This is a very factual. We're trying to weave in entertainment with truth. And right now there are people with screen addictions. And I'll tell you, the other thing with driving in New York City, we got a couple of things we talked about before the show that we're going to get to. But these kids, and I do say kids, because we're old enough to call it, like, basically everybody's a kid now. But the young millennials and yuppies and postgrads with their worthless college degrees, some of them, they get in the cab and they instantly go into Google Map or into Waze, and they don't ask the driver, what do you think the best way to go is? That's like what the grown-ups say. They get in and say, I want you to take Third Avenue. Basically, let's say, look, Third Avenue is jammed. You can't really go there. And they say, according to Waze, and I tell them, say, look, you have these little shortcut devices for Google Maps and for Waze, Waze is pretty good. Updates a little faster. But you got to say something. Simultaneously, when you're looking at these internet apps for routes on the streets of New York, there's 1,000 people or maybe 5,000 or maybe 10,000 people simultaneously looking at the same information. Hello. Because I have had many times where they go down the block and they say, well, Waze says to go down the side. I say, look, all you see are like 50 Uber cars taking the same turn at the same time. So the rookie Uber drivers swear by Google Maps and Waze because they don't know what they're doing and they don't know where they're going. And these rookie Uber drivers are just a blight on the city. It's become horrible. And I don't even know why we need them anymore. There's just so many.
We don't. And we don't need them, Mike.
We don't need them anymore.
Okay, Mike, let's get to these subjects that you wanted to talk about, okay? All right? Okay, you have a whole bunch of subjects here, and we were already 14 minutes into the show, okay? And you haven't even touched them yet, okay?
Okay.
Instead, you know, you're saying things that you've said 1,000 times before, okay?
Good. They need to be smashed into their brain. It's relevant.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm looking at some of the yellow cabs on the street right now on the webcam. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you told me before the show that you were out last night going around to the fleet garages distributing Taxi Dave's new newspaper. Okay.
Yes.
The Taxi Insider. Okay.
Right.
And
what
did you observe when you were doing this?
It was like old times. I went to all the fleet garages in Long Island City. I didn't dare go into Manhattan because it was just a madhouse. But going around to the fleet garages in Long Island City and in Woodside and in Queens in particular, I got to tell you, looked like 99% of the cabs went out on a Saturday night. It was like old times. And I saw like a couple of straggler cabs here and there, which I guess maybe the guy's a weekly or he's a steady or he paid. Or the cab had a problem,
or maybe the cars are just in for maintenance, you know.
Or maintenance, maybe it was just like finished a maintenance deal, or maybe it wasn't able to go out on the street. But every single garage, and I'm talking about the big boys. I'm talking about the guys in Long Island City, in Woodside, in they all went out. So I guess people are coming back to the yellow cab. The drivers are coming back. That's good news.
Well, yeah. Then I'm looking at I'm looking at Times Square on the webcam, and I'm seeing mostly yellow cabs.
Right, right. And
that's great.
The problem,
that's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the problem is that now that the yellow cab is doing good again, I've been asking people. In fact, I ran into a guy last night. I was sitting at LaGuardia. I went from Kennedy. It was jam packed. There was no cabs moving anywhere. And I think what happened was there was some weather outside of the city, on like in the south or the east coast. Where it was a nice night in New York, but outside the city there was a lot of bad weather with delays all over the place. So, I don't know. It was just nobody was flying yesterday. So I went from Kennedy. It was packed. So I said, let me go to LaGuardia. I drove by. I literally saw 5 cabs in the lot. So I said, oh, man, this is going to be great. So I jumped in and wound up waiting for a half an hour and left empty. But, because nobody was there. It was just unbelievable. But I did meet one driver. And it was like a gruff, scrappy American guy loaded with tattoos. And I said, how you doing? He goes, hey, how you doing? I said, they decided to come back to Yale. He goes, no, I just started. I said, you just started to Yale? He goes, yeah. I said, what did you used to do before this? He goes, I was driving with my private car for Uber on Long Island. I said, oh, really? So we got into a little chat about a guy who was on Long Island with his private car working for Uber in the Hamptons for the summer. I said, man, how'd it go? He goes, well, the Hamptons, I was making over $1,000 a week for like 3 or 4 days with Uber. I said, "Wow, but just if you're in the Hamptons, where do you live? Where do you stay?" He goes, "Well, that's the problem."
He sleeps in his car.
I said,
if he sleeps at all, he sleeps in his car.
Right. So I asked him, "Well, what do you do?" He goes, "Well, basically, what he did, he said." He would pull over like under a tree or in a grassy knoll, is there I say it, or like behind a 7-Eleven. And he said, yes, in fact, the police do roust you because they don't want guys sleeping in your car. I said, well, can't you get? He goes, oh, I can't get a hotel down there. It's like $400 a night. I said, so what do you do? He goes, well, basically, the idea is you go to a gas station or a 7-Eleven, and you take like a bird bath. You know, you wash up a little bit, you put some water on your face. And I got to tell you, bro, I mean, God bless him if he's making money, but I'm thinking after the second or third day, you got to be really ripe sleeping in an Uber car in the Hamptons. So I'm just trying to figure out how that works because, you know, if you're living in your car, my God.
You know, I have done that in a taxi. But you can't get much past half of the second day doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you have to start smelling after a while, literally.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, I remember? Oh God, it must have been 15 years ago. It was actually the marathon weekend. Okay, and yeah. I pulled an all nighter, right? And then I crashed in the car for a couple of hours in the taxi. All right.
You meaning slept in the car? Like you didn't crash the car? You slept in the car?
No. I slept in the car. Right. I didn't crash the car. Yeah. Okay. And and I slept maybe 3 hours. Got up and worked another 7 or 8 hours, and told people that I ran the New York City Marathon. You know.
Well, I think what Uber should do is they should come out with a like a new sign or maybe a new rate for have like a picture of a. Of a guy like with a clothespin on his nose and flies flying around his head, and say this cab driver has been sleeping in the car for 5 days, you know, just have some kind of a warning, because when you get in the summertime, I mean, that's got to hit you like a slap in the face. I mean, can you imagine the funk of getting in a car in the summer with a guy who's been sleeping in there all night? Oh my God.
Well, I understand that they may be coming out with a new model car, you know, and this car has a special feature. The driver's seat is round with a hole in it, okay?
So you're from the future. So you're a smart guy. Sometimes I think you're from another dimension. You're smart. I like it.
There's a pool of water that's under the seat with a when you have like a latch on, you know, above you where you pull the latch, latch and it empties out every 3 hours. Okay.
Well, couldn't you run the car couldn't you harvest the methane gas? Like if you're eating junk food on the road in an Uber car, couldn't you get a TLC approved diaper for the Uber driver who's been in that car for 3 days, and just harvest the methane gas?
Well, that's something they're working on. That's something they're working on. They're working on recycling the methane gas to use as fuel, you know, for the car.
Yeah. I like it. I mean, it's a logical progression. Yes. We're here to help folks. All right, so now you've had your 15 minutes of insanity, so now we're even up, I think. Now that we've... All right. So now what else we got to
do? Okay, you have a marathon. Today's the marathon.
The marathon running marathon, yes.
Yeah, did you want to comment on that any further?
Well, like I said, what's the saying? What did Mark Twain used to say? And I'm paraphrasing. He said, I stay in great shape.
I never met him.
He said, I stay in very good shape walking to my athletic friends' funerals. That's pretty much the way I look at this.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right. Did he say that Samuel Clemens was Mark Twain?
Mark Twain, right? Yeah. So something like that. But I mean, the point is, I mean, I guess I salute these people for running, and God bless them, and I'm sure they're in great shape. But I mean, at what point do you say, listen, you just gotta chill? Because I mean, 26 miles, you can just shred your body if you're not in shape. I mean, some people. Maybe if you're in 20s or 30s, but if you're in your 50s or 60s, some people can do it. I mean, God bless them, but I don't know.
Look, these people train all year for this race, okay? They like to do it. They're professionals, you know, and every now and then you get a guy in a wheelchair who says, I'm going to do it, and he finishes by next Thursday, okay?
Right.
And that's good. That's good. I give them credit. You know, they want to show that the disabled are still able. Okay.
Yeah, no, they have a professional wheelchair race, which is pretty cool.
Right.
You know,
okay.
So I don't want to poo-poo the marathon.
Okay,
people.
Let's go to this, Mike. Let me talk, okay? This is the Mike and Abe show, not just the Mike show. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Right?
Okay. I mean, it is.
It appears that and what's going to be needed is everybody calling their city council person, okay, and asking that the Rodriguez bill for to add an extra vehicle to every medallion, okay,
right.
passes, all right, and you know, on the Taxi Dave show last week was Mr. Gross, Jason Gross from the Curb, from Curb. Okay, I'm not sure what his position is there. Might be, you know, you know, he was talking about how 500,000 calls a month are made to the Curb app. Okay?
500,000 calls a month?
In New York City, that's what he said. Okay?
Right. Okay.
All right?
All right.
And, you know, if the medallion taxis are all going to get a second car, okay, they're going to in this era of apps, okay, where there are so many people out there that want to call for vehicles with apps, that second car, in my opinion, is going to need a lot of app training. Or be more useful for picking up the apps. Or all the cabs will be able to share in the street hails and the apps. Okay?
Right.
So you know, I suggested on, I was on the Taxi Dave show last week. You know, that was an honor that Taxi Dave actually came to my abode here in South America. Okay?
Right. Oh, yes, that was great news, yes.
Okay, and I say South America, meaning the United States, you know, because they always refer to the United States as America, you know, not recognizing the fact that America is more than just the United States. Okay,
right.
Okay, you know, Canada is in America, all right, and so is Mexico, and so is all of South America in America. Okay,
right.
But anyway, you know. Getting off the subject, all right.
Oh, that's okay.
I suggested, you know, that to Mr. Gross that it would be great if we could have the apps displayed on the sides of the taxi doors, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Which she agreed would be great. Okay, you know that now you would need, you know, the permission, and we talked about this last week, and I was ranting about let's just put them on. Remember, okay.
Right.
But you would, you know, technically you would need permission from the taxi commission to put the rates on the doors. And the reason I suggested that is because where I am here in South America, which is close to Fort Lauderdale, all right,
right.
The taxis there have their apps on the doors. Okay?
Okay.
And I see that, you know, riding around in my civilian vehicle. Okay,
mm-hmm.
My Subaru Outback, which happens to be a really great car, and would probably make a really great taxi. Okay,
exactly. Yes.
All right. I see the apps on the sides of the door. Okay, and that tells me, hey, this taxi has an app. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm not the only one that sees that. Everybody out there in traffic sees it, and every civilian that's walking down the street and sees the taxis stop for. You know, stop for a light or something, they see that, and they know the taxis have an app. And if the apps were only on the sides of the door, the arrow and the curb app, okay?
Right.
Everybody would know that these taxis have apps, and they don't now, okay?
Interesting.
Okay, and I want to see these apps, along with the rates, okay, on the side of the taxi doors. Okay.
Right now, we have a big round T on the side of the cab door, which is stupid.
And a little notice in the rear window about the app. Is that correct?
Correct. Like a little tiny notice.
Right. And nobody notices that unless if they're getting into a cab. Okay.
Right.
But if you would please put the apps on the doors, put it on the door, arrow, curb, whatever your taxi happens to be.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter which app the people use, as long as they're calling the yellow cab, okay, the medallion
right.
yellow taxi, okay.
Uh-huh.
put them on the doors, and everybody out in the street will see that there's an app in that taxi. And if you're stuck finding a taxi, just tap the app, the curb app, the auto app. Okay.
Yeah. Let me just say before I forget.
Yeah.
If you have X amount of cabs, and you're going to give each medallion owner the right to have another car on the road with that medallion. Mm-hmm. How much is the driver going to make? Is the driver going to make more money or less money? Please explain
that. The drivers aren't going to drive both cabs. Okay,
How is the existing driver?
No, don't you get it, Mike? You don't get it. Let me tell you I get it. These taxis will take jobs away from those that are stealing ours.
You're sure about that?
We have nothing to lose.
Well, we might lose everything. How about that? I mean, you could lose everything because the drivers, if you double this number of cabs, you're going to double the competition. The drivers make half the money.
No, you're not going to double the competition. You're going to double the competition from those that are taking our business.
All right. So you're saying if you double the number of yellow cabs, you're going to squeeze out the Uber guys. Because they'll just dry up. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Do you think that will happen? Do you honestly think that will happen?
Well, if the extra cars are assigned to the boroughs, especially.
Hmm.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's all a little bit of a gamble, and I think that's what happened. You know, you don't have to be a degenerate gambler to sit in a casino.
Mike, you can
gamble in business and lose too, you know.
Okay, and that's true. Gamble. Okay, I agree with that. But the second car isn't going to be mandatory. It'll be optional. Okay.
Point being is everybody's going to get that. Who has the resources is going to get that second car. I mean, they're just going to say, where do I put this thing? You know, so.
You have to have drivers
making more money than they're making now to justify another car. And I always said we need a fare increase to get drivers on the road. We have to incentivize drivers to make money. And if you double the fleet, how in the name of God are you going to double or increase revenue for the drivers?
Okay, this is a good question. This is a good question, okay? And, I don't have all the answers, except that I think it's better tried than not, all right?
But it might screw. Well, I don't know. Like I said, everybody has this idea that
Not everybody's gonna put the second car out at the same time.
Right.
Okay. But if say 1,000 taxis put it out and it works, then maybe another 500 will go out and it works. But how many of those Ubers are out there? 100,000.
There's approximately 100,000. Yes.
So what's another 13,000 taxis can only knock 13 Ubers off the road, okay?
Well, that's the thing. At what point do you just block up the city with cars that nobody needs? I mean, this is the problem.
Mike, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the driver. I'm on the driver's side. I'm on the guy at the sitting behind the wheel side. All right.
Okay. I'll tell you what, Mike.
At what point does that driver matter?
Why don't you, you know, the next time you go around to all of these fleet garages, why don't you do a little survey of the owners and ask them how they feel about it?
Okay? Do you want a free medallion? Yes or no? Yes.
It's not a free medallion, Mike. It's one medallion with the option of a second car.
Well, they're all going to take it. But the only thing they're thinking about is where can I put this car for parking and how do I get this car?
Well, nobody wants to buy a car if the car isn't going to make any money. Those cars aren't cheap. All right?
Well,
if it's a wave car, right, they run up to $40,000 a piece. Okay? Mm-hmm. If it's a Toyota Camry, what is it, $25,000, $27,000, how much? Okay.
It's a number. Yeah. If you can get a room.
So nobody's gonna put out that money if they don't think they're gonna make money, and if they do put up that money and not make money, then they're not gonna put it out again.
Right. I mean, okay. I would be in favor of this if they kept the Uber cars and said, "Listen, we're gonna go back to the yellow cab."
I believe that is also in the works. Okay,
good.
From
that would be a contract.
Now, do I have any? Hold on, do I have any inside information on that? No, but listening to what Rodriguez, Councilman Rodriguez, had to say, he knows that we want that to happen, and he has suggested there will be more bills.
Good, and okay. The other thing is, God bless Councilman Idonis Rodriguez because he's taking the lead on this. And we have a lot of people leaving the city council who, in my opinion, more than a few of them were wackos. All right? So they'll be out of here. We have some fresh blood coming in. Chair Member Rodriguez will be taking a closer look at it, so we might be able to get something done. And I think de Blasio, unless he gets hit by lightning, he's probably going to get reelected on this coming Tuesday, which is a big news thing. And I think with de Blasio, is going to start drifting towards the center because he was fueled in his first term by these people who got him elected. And I think living with that, he said to himself, man, there's a lot of crazy people I'm surrounded with. So maybe he'll get rid of some of the wackos and start listening to the people who actually work for a living, for God's sakes. Go ahead. What else we got on the list?
We have here CPI fare increase.
Right. I mean, I think the fare increase should be increased. We had the fleet people. Now, here's the thing. There's a lot of people who don't want cab drivers to make money. And it's a whole laundry list of people who do not want cab drivers to make more than a meager existence. And I've seen this time and time again. And I say, look, it's the richest city in the world. What is the problem with paying a cab driver a decent living wage? Because right now, the minimum wage, you can literally make more money flipping hamburgers in a fast food joint at $12 an hour than you can some days driving a cab. So I'm just wondering, at what point do they start taking, well, we were supposed to do it in April, where Chairperson Joshi, I call her Chairperson Nosi, had this big, she was supposed to have an economic hearing at the Taxi Commission for the taxi industry. But then she expanded it to the taxi and the FHV and said, listen, that wasn't the plan. The plan was for you to have a hearing about the yellow cab business, but I think to cover her butt with all this Uber mess going on, she expanded it to hear from everybody, and guess what? Everybody's going broke. So I have yet to hear any of those official results coming out 8 months later from her little April economic summit. And like I said, you have to start making sure these drivers are making money, because the yellow cab driver, they say, well, why aren't the cabs going out? Cabs weren't going out because the drivers weren't making money. And we had a chance to get a fare increase for something that a lot of people said, oh, no, I'm afraid of Uber.
Mike,
don't be afraid of Uber so much. Ridiculous.
Mike, you're telling me that all the cabs are going out now? You said that, remember?
Last night, all the cabs went out. Basically, 99% of them went out.
So then the question is, where are the drivers coming from?
Oh, the drivers are coming from Uber. The drivers are coming back to the yellow cab. Any of them who said that.
What does that mean as far as Uber's concerned?
Well, as far as Uber's concerned, they just need more drivers. Well, what Uber is doing
does it mean that there are less Uber cars out there?
No, there's more Uber cars because Uber is now trying to pitch it as a part-time. Get your side hustle along. That's what they're saying. So Uber apparently is drifting.
Yeah, but
away
every driver in every driver in the city of New York that drives for Uber or Yellow needs a TLC license.
Correct. Allegedly.
Okay, and in order to get a TLC license, you have to go through the training and the school and the background check, fingerprints, and all of that. Okay, all that stuff that Uber hates. Okay, it seems to me that they're not going to get a lot of new drivers that are legally driving those cars.
Exactly.
Okay?
It's a sweatshop. Right. It's a sweatshop.
Yeah.
For down low wackos. Well, look at the guy in New Jersey. Look at that. This is the second serial killer that Uber has had on the road. The first guy was a white guy in Kalamazoo, Michigan, who went around shooting people, killing them, went back to work, and killed some more people. And now this whack job who came into the city and started plowing people over with a Home Depot dump truck that he rented for $19 an hour, which is not bad.
Yeah. So, I'd like to say, let's just insert something here. It was noted by Uber that, you know, he was a New Jersey Uber driver. Okay.
Correct.
And I read an article that said that they had the guy as a driver when they left New York.
Meaning what?
Well, you translate that. Well, we had him as a driver when we were leaving New York. Not leaving New Jersey, leaving New York.
Wait, so who said that?
A passenger.
Oh, a passenger had this nut as a driver. Because a guy, you never forget a pretty face. And this guy had like a skull head, a strangly beard. He looked like he just walked out of the 7th century.
The point I'm trying to make is was he a New Jersey Uber driver who wasn't vetted like the New York City Uber drivers are supposed to be, or was he a New Jersey driver that was picking up fares in New York City? That's what I'm getting at, Mike.
That's a very good point, because right now they're like rats. They're all over the place. These screwballs with their Pennsylvania plates and New Jersey plates. They're all stealing Uber jobs, and I'll say there are some legit Uber drivers out there who have, you know, drank the Kool-Aid and they get the car and they get registered. But you got guys coming from upstate New York, from Long Island, and I'm just wondering how they're still on the platform once they get into Manhattan, because apparently, I guess they just have the phone. There's nothing locked into the physical vehicle. Like with the yellow cab. Like the yellow cab, you have to punch into a physical piece of equipment on the dashboard with your taxi license and your ID and your info and everything else. But the Uber car, they just grab their friend's phone and off they go in another car. So I'm just curious as to what point. And the TLC, one of the great quotes from the chairperson, Joshi, whatever her name is there's nothing I can do. It's like, listen, if there's nothing you can do, then please just go away. Please, just get somebody else.
Let's get somebody in that chair that can do. Okay,
there's a lot you can do. Yeah, you can go on the news shows and say, listen, we got to do this, we got to do that. She can talk to Rodriguez on the city council. I don't know. She looks like, she doesn't look like, the brightest bulb on the lawyer tree, if you ask me. I mean, we have 400,000 lawyers in the state of New York. The odds that she's the best lawyer to be the chairperson of the TLC is the odds are 400,000 to 1. Go ahead. I'm blabbing again. I apologize.
Okay. That's all I have to say about that subject. Getting back to the fare increase, the consumer price index has risen 9% since 2012, our last fare increase. The inflation has risen 9%.
Okay.
A dollar in 2012, you need $1.09 to have the same purchasing power. So if nothing else, there should be an increase just to cover that. Okay, 9%.
Exactly.
All right.
But that's for the U.S. So in New York, it's probably higher, right?
Well, this is the U.S. But whatever it is, it should be figured out the exact number. All right, it's at least a minimum of 9%. All right, it could be more.
Correct.
Okay, I mean New York City. Mm-hmm. You go to a parking meter, and I remember in 2012 I could put 50 cents in and go across the street and eat, And I was last in New York a year and a half ago, and I went to a parking meter and they wanted $3.50 for like 30 minutes or something.
Right.
Am I right?
This is what I'm saying. You're 1,000% right. And I think Uber wants cheap yellow cabs, because then the yellow cab will be too cheap. We'll have a lot of people taking it because it's too cheap. And Uber will be laughing all the way to the bank, because now there'll be a shortage of cabs because we're too cheap. And Uber can charge double and triple on their surge pricing and rip people off. So the idea that the yellow cab, first of all this mumble jumbo about submitted therapy, listen, just keep it simple. Just look at the CPI, Consumer Price Index, and grant a fare increase to the yellow cab drivers and the taxi owners based on the consumer price index. Why is that so complicated? All things being equal, it's the easiest way you can do it. I mean, the TLC said tomorrow, listen, we don't want to have all this mess put on our desk with haggling about this. Just let's look at the CPI. And like when Matthew Dowse did it and when Bloomberg did it, it was 1, 2, 3. I mean, it was just a basic minimal amount of stress, and he gave us a nice fare increase. The cabbies made money. Medallion owners made money. The cab went up on the medallion price. And this regime with de Blasio and Chairperson Nosy, they haven't done anything. And not only that, the rides we've lost, compounded due to Uber, compounded with the real dollars we've lost by this consumer price index, we're basically we've lost about 30% of our viability. That's where the medallion price is right now, because they haven't kept up to take care of their economic responsibility, which is, you said that's in the rule book, right, with the TLC?
Well, they should be. They're supposed to see to it that we're financially stable.
It's in the city charter. It's her job to do this. She doesn't do it.
It's in the TLC rule book. Okay,
so unbelievable.
We need Carolyn to up us on that, because that's where she shines in that excels right in knowing every rule in the book. She's memorized every rule in the TLC rule books, of which there are 400,000 rules. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I've been like a full-on air whore for the whole show, so I apologize. So what do you want to talk about? Abe, the spotlight's on you. We got a list there of things we're talking about. What do you want to talk about right now? Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. I've been kind of laid back lately watching what's happening, okay? All right. There's a lot in the news. Go to NYC Taxi News and read the news stories that I post every day. Okay. Some are more exciting. Some are more exciting than others. Okay.
Right.
I try to find, you know, there's not a lot of news lately, you know, that's earth shattering. Okay. But I do post stories every day. Okay.
Right.
And, you know, keep up with what's going on. You know, keep driving. You know,
yeah.
if you're a yellow driver, stick with it. You know, I had a guy the other day. You know, I spoke to him a few months ago. All right, and you know, he wanted out. He wanted to sell his medallion. Okay,
right.
So he got into a deal where he took a deposit, I think, and sold his medallion. With where he was holding the mortgage, okay,
right.
and he was going to get paid $2,600 a month for the next 20 years, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was only about 4 months ago, and he's already had to take the medallion back because the people walked out on it.
Okay? Wow.
So I would tell people beware on deals like that, okay. You know, like my broker told me once that to do that is like suicide. You know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, I would never do that. I've been offered that, you know, and I said no, I'm not doing that. Okay.
You
know,
no.
And I'm looking here. I'm looking straight now at Times Square. Okay, here it is, 10:30 on a Sunday morning, and I'm seeing yellow cab after yellow cab go down the road. Okay, a couple of black cars in between. Okay, but I'm seeing.
Are there people in those yellow cabs as passengers?
No, you can't see that through the webcam. But just the fact that they're out there tells me that these drivers have left their Uber cars wherever they were renting them,
right,
or whatever,
right.
And said, "I'm going back to yellow." Okay,
because yellow
was giving the best deals they ever gave, and the drivers are making more money than they ever made.
This is what I'm saying, because I've talked to the drivers at the airport, and I've got a lot of people. They said, I work for Uber, I'm sick of it, I'm back, time after time after time. And like I said, it was just telling, because I talked to one guy who said, I was making $1,000 on a weekend in the Hamptons, and he had to sleep in your car to do it. So if you're working 18 hours a day, and you're funkifying the car, but you have no place to live, what's the point? So, I mean, you know, it's like, unless you... But the fact of the matter is, I just want to know, see, you're going from an owner standpoint, and rightfully so, I'm not saying whatever, but you're seeing the cars...
Yeah, well, I was a driver for 42 years, so I see both points of view.
Well, my point of view now is, right now you're going from a standpoint of, the cars are out, that's great. for a while there, the cars weren't out. That was bad.
Right.
And it was,
right.
It was a threat to your medallion. So, but I'm going from a point of view, is the light on or is the light off? Is there someone
you
in that
can't see that.
The time
you can't see that. You can't see that. Okay,
well,
you
that's
can
what
only
matters.
See the cars. Well, they're running down the road and they're out there. They're not out there because they're not getting used. Okay, if they
right.
weren't getting used, it wouldn't be long before they were back in the garage.
Right. Now here's the thing
okay.
with now here's the thing where you we're going to touch on this, I guess, next week for the show, because now we're getting into the nitty gritty here. With De Blasio is like 90%. He's probably like the odds are probably like 4 to 5 that don't like reverse odds he's not going to get reelected. So, but the point is, moving forward, there's a lot of ways for the yellow cab to generate revenue without a massive fare increase. I mean, we could get the app going, which would be great. We could get the accessoride going more than it is, because now guys are saying they're getting more accessoride rides in the boroughs. So we got to look into that. We got to take care of the green cars. Right? The green cars are making it.
Yeah.
So people are starting to filter into the money. But now, what are we going to do with this mess of needless Uber cars that are on the street? Yeah, these. The only problem is getting me now with the Uber cars. They literally just block traffic. That's
Mike,
what we're doing.
Mike, that's a good question. What are we going to do with these Uber cars? Do they
right.
still have the junkyards out there next to Citi Field?
Yes, I think so. Yeah,
well,
it was
well,
a point.
There's your answer. Okay.
That'll be where they stayed open their hold from, yeah.
Yeah, there's your answer. They also have junkyards on Flatlands Avenue in Brooklyn.
Right.
Okay. You know, and I've seen a few going riding Metropolitan Avenue, like in between the Queens and Brooklyn border, or just over the line in Brooklyn, there are a few junkyards
right.
over there, right?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they got plenty of room for these Uber cars.
And you know, the other thing is, they should have a warning on the side, like I said, like now since the Uber cars won't be making money, like I said, just put a picture of a guy holding his nose with flies around his head that says, uh-huh. the Uber driver has now been working 3 days sleeping in his car. Beware the smell. You know, have like a little
uh-huh.
smellometer. A TLC
yeah.
approved smellometer that'll warn you if the Uber driver has been sleeping in his car for 4 days. All right? I think it's
uh-huh.
only fair.
Well, I think that the passengers should just buy their own smellometer, and as they get in the car, just hold it up and see where it registers, okay?
Great. Well, the fight
okay.
continues, my friend. The struggle continues, and I'm very proud of
yeah.
what you've done with this website and allowing
yeah.
the word to get out to normal people. And like I said, the city of New York and the police department might want to start taking a look, because if you get another serial killer working for Uber, this time in New York City, you got to fingerprint these guys. You got to ID them. It's just not just you put a guy in a car and go. You have to protect the public, which last I checked was your job. So we might want to start looking into that. But Abe, it's been a great show.
Okay.
Like I said, anything else on the agenda?
Well, I want to tell everybody about this beautiful ad that I made for WB Taxi.
Okay.
All right. Now, Mike, have you seen the ad that I made?
I'm going to lie and say yes, I have.
Wonderful. Don't lie. No, don't lie. Did
no,
you
I
see
haven't.
It?
Okay. Not yet.
When was the last time you went to the library? Because it's been up there for 2 weeks already.
Oh, then I have seen it, so I'm not lying. Yes, I have seen it. It's wonderful. So I have
okay,
seen
well,
it, I guess.
Well, I just want to say, look at the you should go to the front page of NYC Taxi News, and you should look at the prices that WB has and drive one of WB's taxis, okay? You know, if it's convenient for you, okay? And look at this beautiful ad that I made. And if anybody out there needs me to make an ad, I'm glad
right.
to do it for you for a very, very nominal rate, okay?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, that's what people don't understand. You can put an ad on the website, but you can make their
yeah.
ad for them. They don't have to
I can
like
make their ad for
thing.
Them. You know, I didn't know I was this talented, okay? If I knew I was this talented, I may never have driven a taxi. Okay.
That's right.
Even though I was very talented at that. All right.
Yes, you were for many years, 42 years.
Okay, but look at the WB ad and check out his prices. These prices have never been lower, or they haven't been this low for 20 years for drivers.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Wow.
And give him a call. Give Mr. Florin a call. Okay, nice guy. Yes. All right. And, you know, they also have a video on the site. If you go to the right side, you'll see it says drive a New York City taxi, become a cab, a New York City taxi driver. And you'll see a little video thing there. And just over the taxi CPA, Tony Tax, who's a great accountant. Okay.
Right.
And, you know, the tax time is coming up. It's creeping up on us again. Creeps up every year.
Is.
So get Tony to do your taxes. All right. And if you need to go bankrupt, and we know that the bankruptcies are, you know, going to be less and less as things improve, okay? But if you need a lawyer, a bankruptcy lawyer, okay, Peter Joseph is Harvard-trained. He's got 40 years' experience. And I'm going to give you all these phone numbers, okay? And let's not forget the MTBOT, who represents over 5,000 medallion taxi cabs, okay? And they give you free defensive driving and wave training, free online TLC application and renewal processing, free legal representation at Oath, Port Authority, Traffic and Criminal Court. And they have people there that will help you with any problems that you have free of charge. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Checker, that's Mike.
Checker,
Mike,
that's my alma mater.
Yeah,
718-361-6300, 718-361-6300, Checker Taxi Garage. They're on 38th Avenue and 11th Street in Long Island City,
yeah,
New York.
Yeah, okay.
They have dailies, weeklies, night shift. You just go in there, check out Checker. It's 718-361-6300.
Okay, and let's not forget Lacus, right?
Lacus, that's right.
Lacus is an app that will let you drive when you want and pick up a taxi that's closest to you. Okay, you can actually find a cab that's in your neighborhood wherever you live, and with the Lacus app you can go and drive the hours you want and pretty much pay the price you want. But you know, I'm not gonna say much more except that you should check that out. Okay, and that's NYC Taxi Group. Okay. They run that, and you can call them. I do have their phone number, NYC Taxi Group. Let me just look it up here for a second. They're at the 718-253-3501, okay? So click on one of the ads that you see there, Lacus, WB. WB is 718-729-7777. MTBOT is 718-784-4343, and ask for Cancian and Das. Okay,
right.
And Checker is 718-361-6300. And did I give Tony Tax's number? 718-413-6126. Go to the front page, NYC Taxi News, and you'll see all these ads. And click on the ads, and you'll see their websites. Okay?
Beautiful. Nice job, Abe. Very good. It's amazing that you created this site from nothing. You knew maybe like 10% of what you know now 2 years ago, and you've just dove in head first, and it's amazing how you just grasped all this stuff. I mean, you're like one of my cab driving cronies. You're a buddy. You're like an older brother. But
the
fact that you were able to do this without knowing anything is a little scary.
Well, I did get my high school degree.
You did?
Yeah.
That's good. Are you a college grad?
No, I'm not. Okay, but my high school degree gave me a diploma and said, now you can get out. Okay?
Like the Army.
we'll let you out of here. And that's the next thing that happened to me was I got drafted. All right?
Right.
But, you know, and then I got into the taxi business in 1970, you know, driving a fleet cab and then eventually becoming a medallion owner. Okay?
Right.
And, you know, look, life's been good to me so far.
That's right. You should write that down.
All right.
Write a song about that. Yeah.
There is a song about that. It's by that was with the Joe Walsh, right? Life's been good to me so far. You can look.
But
that
he's dead now. He's dead, right?
Did he die?
I think he died.
Oh, that's too bad. Life was good him. Okay.
We got to change it to was.
No. You're thinking of the other guy from the Eagles. Glenn Frey. Yeah, I don't think Joe. I don't think, you know, this is a website. Let me just quickly go there, called Dead or Alive. DADORALIVE. And I'm going to
click
on...
We'll have the information for the show next week, folks. We promise.
Hold on. Well, let me just see if Joe Walsh is dead or alive. Just wait a second. Okay.
Drum roll, please.
Drum roll. Click to enter, it says. And I'm going to put in Joe, W-A-L-S-H. Okay.
Walsh.
I know. Okay. And I'm going to click on it. And it says alive. No, he's still alive. Lead guitarist.
I'm sorry, Joe. Sorry. I didn't know.
Yeah, lead guitarist of the Eagles and founding member of the band The James Gang. Okay.
Oh, he's great. Okay. I'm glad. I feel relieved that he's alive. I thought he was dead.
Yeah, so life is still being good to him. All right.
But Glenn Frey is clinging to death. Glenn Frey is dead. He ain't coming back. So
right. That's too bad. All of the Eagles had great songs. Okay.
They were
very popular, very popular in the 1970s. Okay. And those that many people know who they are. Okay. So
Witch a woman. Yeah. They got tons of hits. Tons.
Yeah.
Tons.
Okay.
All right, dude. I'll see you next week. I got to get out of here. I got to chase cats in the backyard.
So Mike, are you doing the Taxi Dave show tonight?
Yes, I am. Taxi Dave. So Taxi, the newspaper's on the streets as we speak.
Yeah.
A lot of coverage on the newspaper. It's all throughout the industry. So we're going to be on the Taxi Dave show tonight. And we're going to try and keep the Taxi Dave show running as well because it's the number one show in New York on Sunday nights.
Right.
And it's a good... I have no clue why he doesn't have, tons of advertising on that show. But I guess, who knows?
Yeah, and also I want to say that me and Mike here are looking into ways to bring our show live, on the internet.
Always.
Okay, on the internet. And I'm looking into that, and we'll have more news about that later on, okay?
Well, I'm gonna come down there myself, and I'll buy you a sandwich, just so you don't
I'm waiting. I've been waiting for you. You've been saying that for 2 years already, all right?
Yes.
And there is 10 planes a day that fly from LaGuardia to where I am, okay?
I know. That's ridiculous. I should be down
there. So all
you
have to do is take a yellow taxi to LaGuardia or a green taxi.
Yeah.
Okay, in your neighborhood you have green taxis, right? And get on a plane, JetBlue, okay?
Yeah.
And fly to South America.
South America. The
southern part of the United States of America. Okay?
Where the Abe bunker is. He's ready for anything.
And Taxi Dave was here last week doing his show, and I was so honored to have him in my living room doing the Taxi Dave show. Okay?
See, now I'm going to start crying. That's good.
Yeah, and I want to thank Dave for that. I want to thank Dave for that. And, it was just a thrill having such a great show right on my premises. All right?
Yeah, so it's a high-tech world. So I'm glad it worked out. That was cool. And it's online also. You can check out that show online. You have that.
Yeah,
It's on your website.
It was last week's show. A week ago was October 29th, the October 29th show. Okay.
All right. So in celebration of this all, I'm going to run to my cab.
And I just want to say, one thing about the Taxi Dave show. At the end, many of you do listen to the Taxi Dave show, and at the end of the show, he always whistles and says, "Taxi, take me here or there," right? He actually puts his fingers in his mouth and does that whistle.
Wow, is that a sound effect?
No, it's not a sound effect, okay? And I've always wondered, how is he doing that? Is he actually whistling? Yes, he is, all right?
Is it loud? Is it a loud whistle?
Yeah. And I can't do that. I can go...
It's a gift.
That's about the best I can do. Okay?
Yeah. That's a pretty good
taxi,
gift.
Taxi! Take me away from Mike. I heard enough of him.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll see you guys next week.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.